Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now, news for Thursday, July 2nd. Today is National Wildland Firefighter Day, recognizing the men and women who work in extreme heat, rough terrain, heavy smoke, and dangerous conditions to protect lives, communities, and public lands. Thank you. A good way to thank a Wildland Firefighter Day is to avoid doing anything that causes them to meet you professionally. Today's Eastern Sierra Now news is brought to you by Great Basin Bakery in Bishop. Coming up today, a small airplane overturns while landing in Death Valley. Cal Fire issues a strong warning about illegal fireworks. Mammoth Lakes continues offering a $20,000 reward in a suspected arson investigation. And the filing period approaches for three Mammoth Lakes Town Council seats. We'll also have community programs, 4th of July activities, your three-day weather forecast, and the latest road information. Now, here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. A small airplane was damaged while landing at Furnace Creek Airport in Death Valley National Park on June 17th. The rented aircraft ran off the end of the runway into the gravel safety area and flipped over lengthwise at approximately 10 a.m. A mobile device's automatic crash detection system triggered an emergency response from the National Park Service. No major injuries were reported. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the cause of the accident. Park officials are reminding pilots that extreme summer temperatures and high density altitude can significantly reduce aircraft performance. Those conditions can increase takeoff and landing distances and reduce an aircraft's ability to climb. Pilots should carefully evaluate temperatures, weather terrain, aircraft weight, and performance information before flying into Death Valley. Aircraft fuel is not available at Furnace Creek Airport, so pilots must also plan their fuel needs before arrival. Cal Fire is reminding Californians that there is zero tolerance for illegal fireworks. That includes the sale, purchase, possession, transportation, or use of fireworks that do not carry the state fire marshal approved safe and sane seal. Fireworks purchased online, brought in from another state, or sold by an unlicensed seller are illegal in California. Illegal fireworks include bottle rockets, Roman candles, aerial shells, firecrackers, skyrockets, metal core sparklers, and devices that explode, launch into the air, or move unpredictably along the ground. You know, all the cool ones. Possessing or using illegal fireworks or using any fireworks in an area where they are prohibited can lead to fines of up to $50,000 and as much as 1 year in jail. So maybe rethink that bottle rocket. Local rules vary, and many Eastern Sierra communities prohibit all personal fireworks. Cal Fire says that the safest option is to attend a professional public display operated by licensed pyrotechnicians. In other words, let the people with training, permits, insurance, and a fire department nearby handle the explosives. The town of Mammoth Lakes and Mammoth Lakes Fire Protection District are offering a $20,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of whoever may be responsible for a suspected arson fire. The fire was reported June 23rd on Meridian Boulevard across from the Volcom Brothers Skate Park. Officials say the incident has similarities to suspicious fires reported in the Minaret Vista area last year. Anyone with information, even something that may seem insignificant, is encouraged to call the confidential tip line at 760-309-3370. Anonymous tips are welcome. Anyone witnessing an active fire or suspicious incident should call 911 immediately. You know, Eastern Sierra Now continues updating local news throughout the day. That's right. Visit EasternSierraNow.com, download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social media, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for breaking news, emergency information, interviews, events, and video coverage from around Inyo and Mono counties. Three Mammoth Lakes Town Council seats are up for election. A municipal election will be held in Mammoth Lakes on November 3rd to fill three seats on the Town Council. The seats are currently held by Chris Bubzer, Amanda Rice, and John Wentworth. Each council term is 4 years, and council members are paid $1,131.90 per month. Candidates must be registered voters and reside within the town of Mammoth Lakes. Nomination papers will be available by appointment through Town Clerk Jamie Gray beginning Monday, July 13th. The regular filing deadline is Friday, August 7th at 5 p.m. If an incumbent does not file by that deadline, other candidates will have until August 12th to file for that seat. Prospective candidates can contact the Town Clerk's Office at 760-965-3602. The Rural hate that word. County Representatives of California is accepting entries for its 10th annual Rural County Photo Contest. The contest is open throughout July and invites photographers of all experience levels to submit original images celebrating rural California. Photos may feature landscape, activities, communities, local history, or the distinctive character of any of the RCRC's, I like that better, 40 member counties. Each entry must include the location and county where the photo was taken, along with the photographer's name and email address. Entries are due by 11:59 on July 31st. The first place winner will receive a $300 Amazon gift card. Second place gets $150. Third place gets $75. Complete information is available through the RCRC Photo Contest webpage. Some mornings begin with a carefully planned breakfast. Other mornings begin with you standing in the kitchen holding one piece of bread, looking into an empty refrigerator, and wondering whether coffee legally qualifies as a complete meal. Side note, it does. That's where Great Basin Bakery can help. Great Basin Bakery makes fresh bread, bagels, pastries, cookies, sandwiches, and other baked goods daily in the heart of Bishop. Stop in for coffee and a pastry, grab a bagel for breakfast, pick up a sandwich for lunch, or take home a loaf of bread that makes it appear you have your life considerably more organized than you actually do. You can even order ahead, because waiting patiently in line before coffee is a skill not everyone possesses. By the way, they've got great coffee too. Great Basin Bakery in Bishop. Fresh food made locally by people who remembered to start baking long before the rest of us woke up. The Inyo County Free Library has launched its 2026 summer reading program titled Plant a Seed, Read. The program continues through August 6th and uses a farm-to-table theme to connect food, stories, science, culture, history, health, and community. Programs featuring stories and crafts will be offered at library branches in Big Pine, Bishop, Independence, and Lone Pine. Big Pine programs are held Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Bishop programs Wednesdays at 10:30 a.m. Lone Pine programs begin today and are held Thursday at 11 a.m. Independence programs begin July 9th and will be held Thursday at 3 p.m. Families can visit their local branch to register and receive additional details. California's first free fishing day of 2026 takes place July 4th. On that day, residents and visitors may fish in California without purchasing a sport fishing license. All other fishing regulations remain in effect, including bag and size limits, fishing hours, gear restrictions, stream closures, and report card requirements. Children 15 and younger may fish without a license every day of the year. The second California free fishing day will take place September 5th. Anglers should check the regulations for the specific lake, river, or stream they plan to visit before fishing. Access Mammoth Sierra Summer Challenge returns July 5th through July 19th. Participants can hike, bike, paddle, climb, walk, roll, swim, garden, or design other personal challenges to support adaptive recreation. The fundraiser is open to people of every ability, level, and can be completed locally or from anywhere in the country. Money raised will support adaptive equipment, participant scholarships, specialized instruction, year-round programs, and inclusive outdoor experiences for children, adults, veterans, and families with disabilities. Participants may join individually, create a team, support another participant, or make a direct donation. Access Mammoth's fundraising goal for 2026 is $175,000. Additional information is available at accessmammoth.org under events. California State Parks is offering a free historian passport through July 6th. The passport provides unlimited entry for as many as four people to more than 30 participating state parks focused on California history. The participating locations include sites connected to the Gold Rush, California Missions, Indigenous History, and African American History. Bodie State Historic Park is included in the program. The passport may be used through December 31st, but it must be downloaded by July 6th. The free passport is available through Reserve California. A quick reminder from Eastern Sierra Now. Local businesses and organizations can advertise across our website, mobile app, social media, audio news, interviews, and video programming. Sponsoring with Eastern Sierra Now helps your business reach residents and visitors throughout Inyo and Mono counties while supporting independent local news and entertainment. Learn more at easternsierranow.com or reach out to T. Baker, that's T-B-A-K-E-R, at easternsierranow.com. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine, the one, the only. 4th of July weekend is nearly here, and that means events, travel, family gatherings, and at least one person standing beside a barbecue, insisting repeatedly that opening the lid does not affect the cooking time. There's another option. Copper Top Barbecue serves tri-tip, ribs, barbecue, and hearty sides prepared by people who already understand fire, smoke, meat, and patience. There's no need to spend 6 hours tending a grill, no need to search the garage for a propane tank that may or may not be empty, and no need to quietly serve hot dogs after the main course becomes structurally similar to roofing material. Copper Top Barbecue and Pig Pine, because smoke should be part of the flavor, not a signal for the neighbors to call 911. Here's what's coming up around the Eastern Sierra. Mammoth Lakes Arts on the 4th begins today and continues through Sunday. The festival features 4 days of original artwork, live music, local food, family activities, and community events. Hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. today and Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday. Arts on the 4th takes place in the Footloose Sports parking lot at the corner of Main Street and Old Mammoth Road. The farm-to-table market takes place today at Bishop United Methodist Church beginning at 4 p.m. The market will feature fresh fruits and vegetables, backyard garden goods, handmade treats, local vendors, and live music. Chef Christine Kidd will also present cooking demonstrations, tastings, and recipes featuring seasonal ingredients. Volunteer opportunities are available through Eastern Sierra Farm Fresh. The Valentine Reserve will host a guided wildlife tour Friday from 9:30 a.m. to noon. Participants will learn about coyotes, black bears, mule deer, mountain beavers, and other animals living around the reserve. Registration is required through the Valentine Reserve website. Laws Railroad Museum will offer rides on its 1927 Death Valley Burl car Saturday and Sunday, 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Museum admission is by donation with $10 suggested for adults. Train rides are $8 for adults, $4 for children ages 4 through 17, and free for children younger than 4. Leash pets and picnics are welcome. Live Music Sundays continue at Cardinal Village this Sunday from noon to 3 p.m. This week's featured performer are the Bishop Jazz Combo. Admission's free, and food is available from the Cardinal Cafe. Guests should bring a comfortable chair, a hat, and sun protection. Now, here's your three-day Eastern Sierra weather outlook. In Bishop, in the Owens Valley, Thursday will be sunny and warm with a high near 93 and overnight lows of 58. Friday remains sunny, 92, 58, and Independence Day will be sunny and hotter, approaching 97 and overnight 60. In Mammoth Lakes, Thursday will be sunny, high of 71, low of 45. Friday, sunny, high of 75, low of 47. And Independence Day will be sunny and warmer, 79, low of 50. Fire danger remains an important concern throughout the region. Follow all posted restrictions, secure trailer chains, avoid parking vehicles over dry vegetation, and leave fireworks to licensed professionals. Let's check in on some roads. In Bishop, the West Line Street Water Main Replacement Project is underway. A hard closure of West Line Street between Main Street and Fowler Street is expected during July, with posted detours directing traffic around the construction. Work is generally scheduled Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Drivers should use alternate routes and watch for changes in access to businesses. South of Walker, one-way traffic control continues today, US 395 between Mountain Gate Park and Chris Flat Campground, while crews seal cracks in the pavement. June Lake, one-way traffic control is scheduled today on State Route 158 between Venice and Shadow Pines Road. Utility crews will replace wires and poles from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Delays could be up to 10 minutes on that one. There's ongoing work in Bishop. The northbound outside lane and shoulder remain closed at Bishop Creek Bridge and Matlock Lane with a speed limit of 25 miles per hour. Grinding pavement, sidewalk, and drainage work also continue between Rye Road and J Street. Turns onto Academy Avenue and Church Street remain unavailable, and the speed limit's reduced to 35 miles per hour at CV Lane and Y Road. Through Independence and near Manzanar, traffic remains shifted while crews rehabilitate pavement and construct pedestrian improvements. One lane remains available in each direction, and several turns onto cross streets are unavailable. Lone Pine sidewalk and drainage work continues US 395 between Taya Road and Inyo Street and between Locust Road and East Lubkin Avenue. In Levining, shoulder closures continue on US 395 between State Route 120 East and West Portal Road while utility crews replace poles. And hey, That does it for Eastern Sierra Now for today, Thursday, July 2nd. Thank you again to Great Basin Bakery and Bishop for sponsoring today's newscast and to Copper Top Barbecue for supporting the community calendar. For more local news, emergency information, interviews, events, weather, and road updates, visit EasternSierraNow.com, download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social media, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'm Jesse Steele. Have a safe Thursday. Thank a wildland firefighter. Follow the fireworks laws. And remember, the words, "watch this," have never improved the safety of an explosive device.